Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March the 7th, 1950, thousands turned out to welcome the arrival in Barbados of Her Royal Highness Princess Alice, granddaughter of Queen Victoria, and her husband, the Earl of Athlone, who were in Barbados for a three-day visit. The Barbados Advocate reported, "As early as 7 o'clock, the scavenging department was on the job giving Trafalgar Square a facelift. There were brooms and shovels everywhere, and soon the square was shining and clean. By 8 a.m. a number of people were busily engaged in decorating the public buildings with flags and bunting. And at 9 a.m. the ships and schooners in the Carenage began to hoist their flags of welcome. Union Jacks, companies' flags, and bunting in red, white and blue began to spring up as if by magic over the city's business houses. And by 4 p.m. Bridgetown and some of its environs were a mass of billowing patriotic colour. By 4:15, Trafalgar Square and every commanding view had been taxed to its utmost capacity, and over the whole assembly an air of tense and silent expectation reigned. Lined up on the wharf were a detachment of cadets from Cumbermere, Harrison College and the Lodge School, under the command of Captain L.A. Chase, while 400 Girl Guides and Rangers, under the command of Mrs. E.B. Williams, were lined up on three sides of the square. Much to the crowd's amusement, one spectator perched on the Nelson Monument fell to the ground when a piece of the masonry fell off. Elsewhere in the waiting crowd, one man told a reporter, "I want to see the Earl, man. I want to see what our Earl look like." When Grantley Adams and his wife arrived, they were loudly cheered. Soon after, the police band and a guard of honour comprising members of the Barbados Regiment arrived. The soldiers were wearing their new green berets on parade for the first time. The royal couple had arrived in Carlisle Bay aboard HMS Glasgow earlier that day and were conveyed to the Carenage for the welcome ceremony aboard the government launch Lord Cumbermere. After they stepped ashore at 5:05 p.m, the princess took the royal salute and inspected the guard of honour. One member of the 3rd Rangers, Gwendolyn Walcott, was unexpectedly pressed into service to tie one of Princess Alice's shoelaces, which had become undone. After a brief 20 minutes, the royal party, accompanied by the Governor Earl Savage and other dignitaries, departed the scene along Constitution Road to Government House. The young women of the Girls' Industrial Union crowded the windows of their flag-decorated building, while boys climbed trees to get a better view as the procession passed. In a detail all Barbadians would love, the newspaper recorded that the motor car the princess rode in was X638, while her two ladies-in-waiting followed in M35. The excitement over, the huge crowd dispersed. As the newspaper noted, they had waited over an hour for that moment, and it was gone.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.